Okay, agenda item number 6, PR-2022-006568, SD-2023-00147, preliminary plat. It was a sketch plat heard on 8/16/23. The group, Ron Hensley, agent for Design Development Group LLC, requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots 4 and 5, block 16, tract 3, North Albuquerque Acres, zoned R1C, located at 9200 Wilshire Avenue Northeast between Ventura and Holbrook, containing approximately 1.99 acres. It's been deferred three times. The property owners are Mr. Fatah. Subdivision of two lots into eight lots with right-of-way dedication. Mr. Hensley, are you on? And if you
yes.
can, name and address for the record.
Ron Hensley, 300 Branding Iron Road, Southeast, Rio Rancho de Mexico, 87124.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. You want to give an update? Last deferral, we had a property owner on there that has submitted his comments for the record. And so I want to get an update on changes to the application. I didn't see any supplemental information in the record. And so I need to caution you that, you know, from deferrals, if we don't have supplemental information, then it's real tough to digest ahead of the meeting what has changed or transpired.
Oh, okay, this is Ron Hensley. As you said, this is a deferral of subdivision of eight lots from two existing lots. There was a supplemental submittal made to the planning department to revise the preliminary plat to address the comments received from the previous hearing. I assume that supplemental submittal was received.
Okay, so I see what the issue is. So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Your transmittal letter is July 27th, and the last deferral was September 27th.
Well, I've got a copy of the supplemental submittal that was provided. If I could share my screen.
Yeah.
Just this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Just a second. Ms. Wolfley, you have your hand raised.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jolene Wolfley. I just want to mention that Ms. Strange sent an email to Mr. Hensley yesterday, identifying that we did not have a resubmittal. And as far as I know, there was no response to that email, but Mr. Hensley can respond to that.
Okay, this
it's hard to review something in a meeting.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Ms. Wolfley. Ms. Strange or Mr. Rodenbeck, so you have nothing in your files of a resubmittal?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Bonnie Strange. The most recent submittal that we have for DHO is dated August 23rd. On that submittal, the application is also not signed and dated by the agent. And I believe that's an old submittal. And I believe I had also emailed Mr. Hensley last Friday requesting a supplemental submittal and never received a response.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley, can you throw on your screen the supplemental submittal and the date?
Can you see my screen?
I can.
This is the email that was sent on Wednesday, October 4th, of the supplemental submittal.
Can you open that PDF?
And here is the PDF. And it includes the amended preliminary plat.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Rodenbeck, So we went to the Planning Development Services area, and obviously it didn't get put into the system.
We'll look for it and get it in the system now. Again, it's much appreciated when we, reach out to you, Mr. Hensley. Please just let us know. When we email you.
Listing all the emails that I've received on this this project, and I received nothing from Ms. Strange.
This is Aaron Officer Bohannon. Okay. Mr. Hensley, unfortunately, I don't have that supplement. And let me talk to staff about that. Did you get a chance? Did you get the email from the adjoining neighbor?
I did receive that. As you can see on my list here, that's now listed. And I read through those concerns. There's not really any way for us to accomplish what he is requesting.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, because of the issue of not having the material ahead of the meeting, what I'd like, I'm going to have to defer this to October 25th so that we can, I have time to review your supplemental conditions. And then, so you don't have anything that you've reviewed the letter by the neighborhood, but you haven't responded to it directly.
That is correct. I did not receive the email directly. I received a copy of it, as you can see, yesterday. And as I said, the concerns addressed really can't, the concerns expressed really can't be addressed by the applicant.
Could I ask you to, and I understand that a lot of times there is where you can't or couldn't address some of those concerns. But what I would like to see for the record is if you could just go ahead and respond to those conditions, send that to the planning department so we do have that on the record as well, in case that they have an issue with, there's a disagreement when we actually get to see the supplemental information.
Yes, their concerns were in regards to the grading plan, not necessarily the subdivision.
No, I did. Yes, I understand that. He was at the last hearing and he did speak at that last hearing, and I'd asked him to articulate what his concerns were so that he didn't testify in public comment, but he wanted to make sure he was on the record. And so I asked him to put that in. Into the provide that to the planning department. They've provided that to you. So if you could just, and it can be in an email, just address those concerns so that we have that for the record.
Okay. As I said, I didn't receive this until yesterday. So I didn't have an opportunity to provide an address to the concerns, and I wouldn't have had time for you to review them as well. And it's a little discouraging that the supplemental submittal wasn't able to be reviewed. I believe it addressed all the previous concerns.
As hearing officer Bohannon, Mr. Hensley, I understand. The staff is trying to do their best with what they have. What I would suggest is that go ahead and just get a, since Ms. Strange is taking this, that you reach out to Ms. Strange and confirm that she has received all the packet to do that. I know other consultants try to do that on a regular basis. It requires more emails, but then if stuff gets lost, which it does occasionally, we know it's, you've got it there.
If I could, the plat that is being displayed by Jay at the moment is the supplemental submittal.
Yeah, this is Jay Rodenbach. I found the supplemental submittal in our application intake email. We did receive it. I'm not sure why it didn't get placed into a supplemental submittal folder in the project file for this application, but I did pull it out of our application intake software, so we do have that on the record. And I just implore you, Mr. Hensley, again, I believe Ms. Strange did email you about this. Just for the future, just make sure you correspond with us about these issues, and an email, just sending a separate email to us as staff, letting us know that you sent a supplemental submittal, in addition to sending your supplemental submittal to PLND or SNCABQ.gov, is also advisable too. So
this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley, unfortunately, I can't review this on the fly. I really do need the time to go through that. And then specifically, since the neighborhood that has been here is not here, I need you to address those concerns of the neighborhood so that we can get that into the record. And I have read those concerns, so I think you can address those pretty easily. But I'm going to have to take this a deferral for 2 weeks so that I can actually review the supplemental record.
Understood.
Okay. So with that, agenda item number 6 is being deferred to the hearing of October 25th.